right. So welcome back to the Beast Game Podcast. And today we're talking about WandaVision. And we're going to go to the man that is actually fresh off cancellation. Keith, how'd you feel about WandaVision?
I liked it. A lot of exposition. It answered a lot of questions. It's like the unofficial origin of the Scarlet Witch. It was a lot different than what I expected it to be and what was going on with S.W.O.R.D. and how Wanda came to be and in general just how she got to be in that position. Soon, or I thought that she took Vision's body, but I'm a little bit disappointed, and this is kind of a spoiler in terms of that, where Harkness told us what the deal with Pietro was, and I was just a little like, oh, well, I guess that was a Feige throwing us a little twist in there to kind of throw off our expectations and stuff. So they told a lot of backstory, but it was necessary, especially after you had the first two episodes, which is like, you didn't know what the heck was going on, and then you come in with this one, and it just level sets you. Now we're all caught up. This is what happened, and this is what's going on, and the next episode is where it's going to be at. It's good stuff, and the after credit scene had me going, what the heck is going on? What's about to happen? So I liked it. It was good stuff.
All right. Big Mike.
I liked it. Might arguably be my favorite episode of the series so far. This episode made the early episodes now that I understand what exactly what was going on, what they represented. I'm now emotionally invested into the show. Made you realize that Wanda's not necessarily crazy. The scene where she goes and realizes that Vision bought them the deed to the land to have a home, to grow old together. That shit was deep. And you understood now why Wanda did what she did. Overall, like I said, I thought it was a really good episode. I thought it was well acted. I thought it was very well written. The one thing I will say, you know, I was sitting here, I watched it with Beef yesterday, and we were tripping off of the fact that if I'm not mistaken from what Agatha said, it seems like Wanda's basically been a witch from day one. And the Infinity basically enhanced her powers and brought them all out. Kind of reminded me of the Deadpool thing when Ryan Reynolds went and I can't remember the dude's name offhand. Gave him that formula, it was supposed to unlock his potential or whatnot. It almost sounds kind of like that to me. I'm not sure if that's how Marvel's going to go. This is full-fledged. Hey, there's mutants, they exist, and this is how it's going to happen. So I like the way it did it. Like I said, the fact that, like you said, you thought Wanda took Vision's body, but she didn't. She just recreated him and then created this whole world. And now she's, I guess, finding out just how powerful she really can be. Amped for the season finale because, one, it's going to be 50 minutes as long as episode. Two, they've gone all in on this sets up everything phase four and especially sets up Doctor Strange. So I'm assuming something big has to happen this last episode. There's still supposed to be a bunch of cameos that nobody knows about or that we haven't seen. Supposed to be more than one. So I think Marvel's going to go full-fledged with this last episode, go out with a bang. I'm really looking forward to it. And like I said, this is a really good episode to me. Where Scarlet Witch started to where she's at now and how Marvel's really been really good about bringing characters full arc. I'm just really excited to see where this goes moving forward.
All right. Matt?
Great episode. I like the fact that they're starting to build more depth to her character. And one thing I was worried about this series was that with Wanda, as much as they claim is that she's one of the most powerful personnel in the MCU, would they actually show it? And if so, being with the multiverse that they're trying to promote, how would this happen? I hope in the last episode they go a little bit more into her character as well as really show how crazy that she's going to be given the emotional drain that she's had that they try to show over the years. Probably would have been nice to see it in bits and pieces through the first couple episodes rather than a big, massive. They gave a little bit of hints, but not as much as in-depth as they did this last episode. But it was very good. I'm very happy about it. From my understanding, she's going to be the main character that they phase in for this upcoming, is it phase four of the MCU? So as long as they continue to build her character and make her strong, just like the comic book, I think Marvel's done a great job. And I already knew it was a slow burn in the beginning and it would pay off in the end. So good job, Marvel.
All right, Jay, what did you think of WandaVision?
I thought it was really, really good. I can say, and I know I said this probably on the beginning of this series of the podcast, that I was just like, what the hell's going on? I don't really care for it, but this has changed my whole perspective of the series. It was really, really good. I mean, a lot of emotional beats. It showed her grief of what happened with Vision and just everything that she went through. So it just showed the progression of her sadness, which is actually a good thing. It's, I mean, a bad thing for the character, of course, but a good thing because it shows background, because a lot of people didn't know where is this coming from, what caused this. Now you have the backstory, and it fills out a lot of things that a lot of people are probably wondering. So that's a good thing. One thing that I really, really enjoyed, also very sad too, they made her a sympathetic character. Like, at first people were like, she's gone crazy, man. What the hell's going on with her? Is she the real villain and all this other stuff? No, she's not. She's just dealing with grief. People deal with grief in their own way. And because she has powers, she dealt with grief in her own way. It just happened to involve other people. I maybe want to say it like that. I mean, it was very good. Like I said, it answers a lot of questions. Makes me want to go back and actually watch the first couple of episodes again because, like I said, I tuned out. So it makes me want to watch those again because I didn't really start tuning back in until like the fourth episode. Because I'm just like, okay, whatever. Let's just get to the meat and potatoes of this. But now it all makes sense. I'm happy they did it this way, but I kind of wish they would have shown something else. I still stand by. I wish they would have shown a little bit more in the beginning, but I understand why they did it this way. I mean, they did a good job, so no complaints. And I really enjoy the actress that plays Agatha Harkness. Like, I really, really like her. Like,
yeah, she's pretty cool.
Perfect. I mean, she's perfect for this role. Like Keith mentioned Vision at the end. I'm trying to remember. Like, I'm not really sure when the white Vision came into play in the comics.
Like West Coast Avengers.
Yeah. It was, I forgot how it got to that point, though. I think this was Vision recreated or something? I don't remember.
Yeah, it was from the original Vision when he was torn apart. And then I want to say it's Hank Pym that put him together, I think.
I'm invested now, and I'm definitely curious on the cameos for next episode. I'm assuming it has to be Doctor Strange. He has to show up. So, like I say, so far, so good. I'm invested.
Yeah, as James said, I like where the show is going now, and was a little unclear from the first couple of episodes what was all going on, but yeah, it's getting to a point where things are starting to coincide with the Phase 4 stuff, so for some of that stuff, it's still a little unclear to me, because I guess Mike can probably better explain about which movie is coming out at what time, but this whole coronavirus stuff has just thrown everything off. So I hope wherever this is going leads to some greatness, because it has a lot to live up to after Infinity War and Endgame. Yeah, but all right. So, Keith, what score would you give this episode?
I'm going to give it an 8 because the added bonus of an extra origin story, the one we didn't get for Quicksilver and Wanda and Age of Ultron. I'm going to say that, yeah, but it's not perfect. It's not as good as episode 4 and everything. But at the same time, and there's a lot of exposition in it, but I really liked it. Disappointed that it didn't go in with the mutant side of things. But I'm just going to table my hope and eagerness to see mutants be introduced and just be patient for the whole thing. So I'll give it an 8.
All right, Big Mike.
I got to add an 8 as well. So I really liked the episode. Really liked the arc that they gave Wanda with this. And I did like the Easter egg about her being a witch this entire time and kind of opening up the jar about mutants. Just because Feige said X-Men is not going to be until way down the line, I don't think they're going to go full real deep into the whole mutant thing anytime soon. So I think it's going to be like an onion where they're going to peel back layers slowly but surely. But like I said, overall, I just thought it was a good episode. I thought it was really well written. Like Jay said, Catherine Hahn, I've said from the beginning, I think she was a perfect casting for Agatha Harkness because she's got a comedic background and she's kind of quirky. And she really pulls the role off really well. And again, I just think they're really setting up to have a really big finale. And say Marvel knows what they do. Trust them. Smart fucking decisions. I haven't said that in a while.
Smart fucking decisions every time. Yeah, considering.
So I'm already expecting that the finale is going to set up something big. And again, there's a rumor of a 10th episode that hasn't come to fruition yet, but wouldn't shock me because I think, what, after Friday, yeah, about it. 2 weeks till Falcon and Winter Soldier, so maybe they'll sneak another episode in. I don't know. I'm just ready to see what's going to happen. So, good episode.
All right, Matt.
Great way to go into the background of her character without altering it completely. I've always trusted Marvel as far as bringing up their characters and giving it depth. I'd never really doubted them, although initially the first two episodes, I was kind of shaking my head like, all right, I knew it tied in some way. For those who actually took the time and were patient regarding the series, very well rewarded versus, I guess, a lot of the casual fans who are like, oh, this is just crazy. I don't know what's going on. But it definitely paid off. 9 out of 10 for me.
Jay?
I give it an 8.5. Like I said, it was a very good episode. Did a lot of origin, telling the origin of, it basically showed her after Infinity War, Endgame, all that stuff. So that was important. A lot of backstory, which is always good because it fills in the blanks that you may have had questions for. It fills it in. It was entertaining because Catherine Hahn, she's great. I enjoy her. She's very talented. So it was just very well done. And I give it an 8.5 because fully invested now. Like I said in the very beginning, when we first started the series, I was kind of like, whatever. But now I'm fully invested. This brought me really back in. And I'm just curious to see where it goes from here.
All right. So I give this a 9. I think Marvel has done a good job of taking characters that you would not expect. I'm talking about B-tier characters and turning them into interesting characters. So, again, things like Guardian of the Galaxy is also like another example of that. Something that you would not expect, but hey, those people are integral into the whole entire Marvel universe.
Right.
Yeah, but they're integrated to the Marvel Universe. So I guess we'll need to see about Falcon and Winter Soldier. Again, I don't like the tone of the show, the approach that they're taking, but I'll give it a chance. Beastscape Podcast, that's it.